AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The state of California set a record on New Year's Day, 585 coronavirus deaths. The pandemic pushed deaths and sickness to staggering levels in California. Texas hit a record high for patients hospitalized with the coronavirus for the fifth straight day. The Senate was in session on New Year's Day and voted to override President Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
It was the first veto by lawmakers since President Trump took office nearly 4 years ago.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed. The objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside the veto. Lawmakers dismissed Trump's objections to the $740 billion bill and handed the president a stinging rebuke weeks before his term comes to an end. Shelley Antler, Washington.
President Trump's extraordinary challenge of his election defeat by President-elect Joe Biden is becoming a defining moment for the Republican Party before next week's joint session of Congress to confirm the Electoral College results. The AP's Darlene Superville reports Vice President Mike Pence has supported the president up until now.
He made a number of trips to Georgia to campaign for the special elections there, and he talked a lot about how they want every legal vote to be counted and every illegal vote to not be counted. And that was mirroring rhetoric that we heard from the president. But the vice president has not gone as far as the president has in terms of trying to pressure other Republicans to basically overturn the vote.
The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country was fully prepared to respond to any U.S. military pressure as tensions between Tehran and Washington remain high. This is AP News. In the college football semifinals, Alabama beat Notre Dame 31-14 in the Rose Bowl. The game played in Arlington, Texas. Earlier, it was the Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
Jack Podlesny hoisted a 53-yard field goal as the Georgia Bulldogs came from behind to defeat the Cincinnati Bearcats 24-21 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. The Dogs battled from 11 down in the third quarter. Quarterback JT Daniels completed 26 of 38 passes for 382 yards and a touchdown. George Pickens and Zamir White had TDs for the Dogs. Georgia finishes 8-2. The Bearcats go 9-1. Gary McKillops, Atlanta.
15th-ranked Northwestern clamped down defensively to beat Auburn 35-19 in the Citrus Bowl in Florida. Ohio State released a list of 16 players who are unavailable for the college football playoff semifinal against Clemson tonight. The school did not specify if those who cannot play were sidelined because of the coronavirus. Ed Donahue, AP News.